Listen, it was a good test, to be quite honest. We knew coming up there was going to be a really good test against a strong Armagh side, and you know, we felt probably in the first half we didn't actually leave the dressing, to be quite honest. I thought we weren't at it. I thought the second half we were much better, and it was a fair breeze blowing there, but yeah, probably got a lot too many turnovers throughout the game, and we knew Armagh would have been physically strong in the challenge. But listen, it was a good match, because sometimes you learn more out of the match to get there than you would in some of the matches that we played to date. So yeah, good learning experience for some of these young lads, and it was a real good test.
If you played as well in the second half, first half as you did in the second half, you'd probably come out on top.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. But, you know, it wasn't really, again, we used to McKenna Cup, and it was just change the lads in there. You know, the first three matches, you know, we won at a canter, basically, and you learn a lot more about players and situations like we did find ourselves in today. And I thought in the second half they responded very, very well. So really, really good learning curve and a really good match for us in terms of our preparation for the start of National League.
Went well, started well the first 15 minutes, went 4-1 up, and then kind of fell away, but maybe went a bit defensive, did you?
Not really, no. We didn't really change, no. Sometimes it... you know, there was a fair breeze out there. You won't find it probably from up there in the press box, but there was a fair breeze blowing down the pitch in that first half. And we just didn't, to be quite honest. We didn't actually get to the pace of the game, I felt. Even though we got 4-1 up, I wouldn't have been happy with what the start we had. And, you know, we finished a half poor and we got a minute at half time. And I thought the second half we actually controlled the game without getting the vital scores. And there were some good performances out there, but a lot of players probably didn't play as well as they could have. And that's something we look at. You know, in terms of effort and commitment in that second half, you really couldn't fault it.
Jimmy Brennan, big game, going really well up. But then we've been with Rod Roll at times as well, I felt.
I mean, the game's changing, Tom. It's not about being inside all of them. There's a whole lot more about the game than it used to be a way back. So you have to adapt and you have to change. Jamie was outstanding in everything he'd done today.
Yeah, and tell me, otherwise you got to run your bench again?
Yeah, we got a number of lads getting valuable game time, and another 70 minutes for the likes of Ryan McHugh and the likes of Jason McGee, which is vitally important for us. And, you know, I thought Keelan McGonigal put on a big shift there. And that's important. And again, for the full back, I mean, they're getting game time, like Brandon, like Keelan, and you know, Conor Morrison picked up a knock in the first half, so he had to come off. But and all this was really good. As I said, we knew it, looking at the Armagh team, that's a real strong Armagh team, so it was a real good test for us. And yeah, the McKenna Cup definitely served its purpose.
Looking forward now, 2 weeks to Clare and Innes.
And you know, we've got lads playing third level with Sigerson, so it's going to be a wee bit, you know, trying to get those boys and trying to, you know, get rest time for those guys and try and get them on the pitch with ourselves. So it's a wee bit, and you know, it's just unfortunately that's the start of the Sigerson. That's going to be hamper everyone's probably preparation as we start the National League campaign.
We know the McGuire boys are going to be missing for the first couple of league games, but in terms of the players that are absent, the likes of Michael Murphy, Paddy McGrath, Frank Midland, etc., where are they in the scheme of things and coming back?
Listen, they're all doing work at the minute. I mean, we expect Paddy and Leo and Owen Van and these guys to be back on the pitch now this week, would I say, and preparation, you know. Frank and Michael probably maybe a wee bit longer, but no, listen, there's a real opportunity for us to look at players and look at the strength and depth of our squad, especially with, you know, Stephen still being out with Brad Hughes and the other seven Guidola. So listen, as I say, we that gave us an opportunity to look at, and that's exactly what we've done.